Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Listen to the opening prayer for today's liturgy, and again, I encourage you, before Mass begins, read the opening prayer. Read the readings, but read especially the opening prayer. It orients you. It helps you to know where you are and where you're going in this particular liturgy. Look upon us, O God, Creator and ruler of all things, and that we may feel the working of your mercy, grant that we may serve you with all our heart. You're the creator and ruler of all things, but that we may know your mercy, really know it, not just hear about it, but know it in our own beings. Grant that we may serve you with all our heart. You see, when we say to the Lord, you're the Lord, you are my Lord, you're my God, you're my Father, you're my Savior, you're my Redeemer, you're my hope. All my hope is in you. When you say that kind of thing, when you believe it, when you live out of it, then we more and more know the working of his mercy. The opening prayer even says that we may feel the working of your mercy. The more we unite ourselves with him, the more we experience his leading us, the more his heart of mercy becomes ours. And that can make all the difference in the world, not only to our own lives, but to the lives of those around us. Look upon us, O Lord, Creator and ruler of all things, and that we may feel the working of your mercy. Grant that we may serve you with all our heart. Not serve you among many others. I don't have time to serve you, God, today. I have to do this or have to do that. Everything can come under the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Everything. Lord, this manual labor that I'm going to do, I'm going to fix this car, I'm going to repair the roads, I'm going to do this. I do it, Lord, for your honor and glory. I give myself to do your will today. And what happens is that we begin to feel the working of his mercy through all our ordinary daily circumstances. The first reading today is taken from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 12, verses 12 to 14, and then 27 to 31. Brothers and sisters, as a body is one, though it has many parts, and all the parts of the body, though many, are one body, so also Christ. For in one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slaves or free persons, we were all given to drink of one Spirit. Now the body is not a single part, but many. Now you are Christ's body, and individually parts of it. Some people God has designated in the church to be first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then mighty deeds, then gifts of healing, assistance, administration, varieties of tongues. In other words, God has given out remarkable gifts, and they all come from God. Administration is a gift of the Holy Spirit. If you're in an administrative position, are you seeing that God wants to work through you to bring peace, to bring order, to bring unity? An administrator doesn't just get the technical job done, but a good administrator creates an environment where there's peace. Do you pray about the work you do? Do you ask God for help and for an understanding, a deeper understanding of the part that you play? In a certain sense, that an administrator is like the shepherd of the sheep. And I don't mean you coddle them or we're going to be a nice little good family here. It's you care for the sheep. You care for them. Food, drink, protection, security, care when they're sick. I'm not saying in a huge business, I'm not saying that the administrator has to handle every detail of the lives of those who work for you. But that administrator should be conscious when people are bearing certain burdens or you're helping others that are perhaps working more closely with them in a given day to let you know. somebody's in trouble. Somebody just lost their child. And we have these enormous businesses, and nobody knows the personal tragedies and difficulties that people are carrying. A good administrator begins to see, even if at different levels, different sections, but that we care for one another. We help one another, especially when we're suffering or when we're rejoicing over something big. A good administrator sees that and calls us all to rejoice. And in that way, we're knitted together. All those ways, we're knitted together. That's a good administrator. Paul says, are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers, do all work mighty deeds, do all have gifts of healing, do all speak in tongues, do we all interpret? Strive eagerly for the greatest spiritual gifts. We all have our part to play. One person doesn't have all the gifts by a long shot. But we use the gift or gifts we've been given to build up the body of Christ. Not to be well known, not to be acclaimed and applauded. If that comes, blessed be God and thank him for it. But you don't go out seeking recognition. You go out serving. When you go to work, do you serve? Even if your environment is very secular, do you care for the person in front of you? Or are you just simply focused on the job to be done? When you begin to care for the person, and I know you can't personally care for everybody, but just even in a sentence, how are you today? Oh, things are a little difficult. Well, I will pray for you. Or I'll be glad to have a cup of coffee with you later and you can tell me about it. It's that reaching out beyond yourself that makes all the difference for any company. And people feel cared for and appreciated, they'll work that much harder for you. Psalm 100, we are his people, the sheep of his flock. Know that the Lord is God. He made us, his we are, his people, the flock he tends. So enter his gates with thanksgiving, his courts with praise. Give thanks to him, bless his name, for he is good, the Lord, whose kindness endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. That's who we want to be, people who know who God is for us, people who know they're cared for by God and can then extend that to the lives of others. And the gospel for today is taken from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 7, verses 11 to 17. Jesus journeyed to a city called Nain, and his disciples and a large crowd accompanied him. As he drew near to the gate of the city, a man who had died was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. Now, he was the only son, and she was a widow, which means she had no protection. Think of society at that time. She was very bereft. She was mourning the loss of her son, but it also had tremendous effects on her personally. A large crowd from the city was with her. When the Lord saw her, he was moved with pity for her, and he said to her, "Do not weep." You know, this is just a personal interjection, but I wonder, it says here he was moved with pity for her. And that could be it, just simply. But I wonder if when he saw her alone like that, he thought of his own mother and what was to happen to her. That she too, in one sense, would be alone. He was moved with pity. He cares for us when we're widowed and orphaned. He loves us. He stepped forward and touched the coffin. At this, the bearers halted, and he said, "Can you imagine? They're carrying this body of this mother's son, and Jesus steps forward and touches the coffin, and the bearers halted, and he said, 'Young man, I tell you, arise.'" I can't imagine what that would be like to be present. And the dead man sat up and began to speak. And Jesus gave him to his mother. Fear seized them all. Fear in the sense of, oh, they're so astonished, they can't believe it. They're almost paralyzed. They're awestruck. And there was no little fear there, looking at this man who has power to raise the dead. Fear seized them all. And they glorified God, exclaiming, "A great prophet has arisen in our midst. And God has visited his people." God has visited his people. This report about him spread throughout the whole of Judea and in all the surrounding region. I've seen in my own life, I don't know about all of you, but I've seen miracles like this in my own life. Not that I had anything to do with it. I was simply present when it happened. But I've seen many crippled walk. I've seen the blind see. Brothers and sisters, God is very near. And only he knows what will serve us best. Sometimes a healing that progresses over a period of time comes. Sometimes it's sudden. Sometimes God doesn't heal a particular thing. Why? Because he knows what will help each one of us to reach eternal life, to have eternal salvation in him. And sometimes there's more blessing. I know this is hard. Without faith, it's really hard. But sometimes there is greater blessing in the infirmity we're being asked to carry than there would be if we were totally whole. Because oftentimes when we have infirmities or diseases of some kind, it turns us to God. It turns us toward God. God becomes more important to us. If it turns us away from God, then the rest of the body of Christ has to be there to help the person to grow in faith and to see that God always brings blessing. It doesn't always come in our time frame. It doesn't come the way we've orchestrated it, but it comes if we're faithful to him. So I want to encourage you both to expect good things from the Lord, but don't try to orchestrate them. Don't try to tell God what he should do, when he should do it, and how he should do it. It's fine to go to God and say, "Please, oh please, Lord, please help me." Absolutely, you go to God. What I'm saying is from there, don't say, "Oh God, do this for me. Please do this for me." Say, "Lord, here's my situation. Here's my need. You know me better than I know myself. Will you please come and help me? Please, will you heal me? Please, will you restore? Please, will you make well?" However you want to say it. But Lord, I put all my trust in you. For you love me beyond anything I could imagine. Let that be your spirit. Let that be your attitude. And watch what God does. God bless you.
In these times in which we live, I want to make sure that you can access my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold. I want to encourage you, please, to get that booklet. You can have a free copy of it by calling 1-800-282-4789 or by going to our website, renewalministries.net, and just click on Bookstore. Please take the time to read it. May God bless you.